For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and it's Monday, January 25th, 2016. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the elimination of the Zimbabwe soccer team from the CHAN Championship tournament currently underway in Rwanda.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Plus chipiri ma players yeda asinyazotamba zvakanaka ende hatina kutamba ma friendlies kuti taifana kunge takagadzirira kuti kwanze kunotamba nemwe ma teams apamusoro
akaswa pazivo haazive bhora we epakaiswa munhu anenge anoziva nezvebhora chiyangu haagone bhora ko kweza kuda kutora mari hapasuwa ka arurasika bijana uya pasuwa ngaarove pasi hapasuwa ngambozorora bijana.
Don't have quality players. It showed our players are not good. Our coaches need to examine some of the players to take young players from Division 1 also.
Poor organization, they say, if you fail to prepare, you'll be preparing to fail.
I think their preparation was very, very weak. They did not do much preparations. And precisely, I think I'll blame it on the Zifa. They should have actually entertained those guys to go out and play more challenging games.
Pasua is good at the club level, but not at the national team. We need to improve. Maybe we can find someone who can do better outside the country. We have not scored a goal. How do you expect us to beat Uganda?
Ama warriors, the performance yabo bese kukhangelele vele ukuthi bazadlala kubi. Ngoba uma ungakhangela okwenzakale before behamba uthiyangwa kumbe sithi izifa baxotsha abantu abasemsebenzi abaphakathi komsebenzi angithi kwahlala iviki yonke abantu sebebuyele emuva kungela training kungela camp only for them ukuthi bebabisele emsebenzini after a week isikhathi sonke salahlekayo sonesi ukuthi bebetrain
mna mfowethu angilawo amaningi into zesports zezimbabwe vele ngakubona kudala ukuthi into zanganxanye so sikhuluma nje ngeteam yezimbabwe kwanele khokho abakwenzileyo they deserve it.
Into engiyibonileyo inye ngani i-affecte ukudlala kwabo ukuthi ama-key players esingathi ngama-key players ade sikhayelele ukuthi ucoach ehambe labo like udeco lohadebe abasaphumelelanga so mbona ngani lakho ku-affecte i-coaching department kuama-decisions kade bewayenza and then also indaba ye-experience nambona ngani laphana i-experience yabafana ngoba ungakhayela izambia laphana baphosele abafana abale-experience manje akithi laphana kukhanya ngani ngabafana laba abangakabi le-experience bonke.
I feel like ngathi wayebephiwe ama-friendly games before besiya ku-CHAN bebezatshengisela a-better showing than abakwenzileyo because yeah, I think indaba yama-preparations is very key. Ungakhangela vele anyone nxa usiyayenza anything you need to be prepared, you need to be focused. I think abafana labana were not psyched up enough to go into the tournament.
Ah, those are the soccer fans there giving us their thoughts. And if you are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the ongoing CHAN Championship tournament currently underway in Rwanda. Of course, the Warriors have been eliminated, Gibbs.
And as Blessing is saying, the Zimbabwe Warriors were eliminated after, you know, falling to Mali. They lost by 1-0 in a crucial Group D match played at Muganda Stadium in Rwanda.
And the defeat has angered the Warriors supporters. And there is, of course, plenty of blame to go around. Some supporters are blaming the coach and his players. And others are blaming the Zifa president, Philip Chiangwa, for failing to plan for this tournament adequately. Gibbs.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. We are also on Facebook and Twitter. Join us right now.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there was also another sad development apart from that elimination of the Warriors, that is the death of Eric Rosen, the owner of Motor Action Football Club. Rosen collapsed yesterday, and it is suspected that it was a heart attack, and he passed on. And of course, many soccer supporters remember that Rosen and Motor Action won the league title in 2010. A great loss indeed for the Zimbabwe soccer fraternity, Gibbs.
Yeah, which was a civil blessing. Oh, Eric Rosen, yeah, in Dota Eka Telewa Kulu, Siamazge, Efila Pusikonale, Nevabo, while my business corner, Amanega Kulu, a Kulama Passi, I kitchen Makonale, Efila Pussy, it was Bizarre, my business Konale, Jalonje, Efila Pussy, in Dota Civili, yet a dormant of a name, Siakumbuli Moto Action. Yazi ikamuliliana, na ili jalasimu loko makamu. Oklement Matao wavila kona. Kuzo buwe la manya ama players atize. So, zuluganda ba uguze linge na kukilu la mkanje. Nasi nombolo lifone ganye, selfone kuna ngapo. Sikulumake, nga Warriors, kakirigiti, awile, kuna ngale Rwanda. Suna uguze ngano uti, litini ngakono kukua kwa Warriors Rwanda. 001-202-619-2077. Zapi na jalu fone ganye, selfone kuna ngapo, zuluganda ba. 001-202-619-2077. Asichai nkutila sifutu.
Hongo, hamadza diwa, magasunu nguka uti mungi ya mchiti fonera titaure nezwe matambira wakaita chikwata che Warriors, chema Warriors ku Rwanda uko. Tudakunzu kwa uti makazu wona sei. Asi zunjaka mira kudai mu Group D, Zambia iripa msoro ne 6 points. Kuchitera Mali ine 4 points. Uganda 1 point. Zimbabwe ndo ya kabata muskwe 0. Ainakana mtambo mwechete wayaka wina. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Alvin Aluva Jakata. Of course, very well known now after traveling by road all the way to Rwanda to support the Warriors. Alvin, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
It's a great pleasure for you to join our discussion today. So tell us, what happened in Rwanda?
Our team was playing on very well, especially in the first half, but we just lost concentration towards the end of the match. We created a lot of chances during the match, but we failed to convert them. And I'd say we were just unlucky. It was not our team, and the lucky team scored and won the match.
Uh-huh. But would you feel that Zimbabwe was adequately prepared for the tournament?
Yes. To some extent, the players, they were psychologically prepared. But, you know, without having played the preparatory matches, all the other teams in our group, they played friendly and practice matches towards the tournament. But unfortunately, our team couldn't manage to play that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the elimination of the Warriors from the Chan tournament currently underway in Rwanda. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Jakata, tell us, what are you seeing on the ground there? Are the players so dejected that maybe they are going to fulfill this match, you know, just to say, okay, let's have a Saturday, or maybe, let me say, a Wednesday afternoon kick around or something like that?
No. The players, they are willing to fight on because national pride is at stake, and also the name of the country. It's a game of football. We cannot afford to throw away matches. So the players, they know that they're professionals, and they are willing to put their all, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Alvin. Please do stay on the line. And we are now being joined by sports commentator, sports analyst Ezra Chisasbanda. Ezra, good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
We are doing great.
You're right?
Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Gibbs.
Mr. Sibanda, the Warriors, you know what has happened, Uganda, in Rwanda. Tell us, how do you feel about what you are hearing and what you saw on TV?
What I saw on TV, I saw a team by Kelso Pasua, which had no ideas on how to play football. I think the boys he picked some of the guys who are actually substitutes in their team. For instance, another city player who missed even Fab at Harare City. And I think his team selection and tactics, he failed as a coach. Comparing with the Chan of 2 years ago, wherein Goroa, with the poor preparation, did well and reached the semis of the Chan. I believe Mr. Pasua had ample time to prepare a team, but the team, to be honest, his team selection was disappointing. We saw a top goal scorer like Nelson Tiswa sitting on the bench, but he's a top goal scorer in Zimbabwe. So you're wondering why he was selected to be one of the superstars of the year. At the same time, he's benched playing in important international game. So definitely, they deserve to be put it out. They didn't perform well. If you look at the games which were played today between Cameroon and DR Congo, their standard is higher, far much better than Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe played better.
But Mr. Sibanda, would you solely blame the coach only? I mean, if you compare with other countries, obviously their teams are playing continental tournaments. Zimbabwe has been struggling, to send teams to play in continental matches. And there were also no friendly matches that had been organized.
Just to help you there, continental matches, international players are called. If you're talking of Ivory Coast, they call Yaya Torres and all that.
No. I said continental trophies like the ones that you play Orlando Pirates, for example. Such African tournaments, because those players play in those African tournaments. But Zimbabwe is struggling to send teams.
But remember, Zimbabwe was knocked out. The team, they participated, but they were knocked out. Mm-hmm. The platinum, but they were knocked out. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have Tikkenin participating. They always participate, but they are knocked out in the first round of the tournament. That's why I don't think they're in good stages. One of the players, they qualify, they go to good stages because they beat other teams in the preliminary round. Mm-hmm. But Zimbabwe teams, they failed to go past the preliminary round. Mm-hmm. As for friendly matches, if you look at the ZFA, which is saying doesn't have money, so where to expect them, how to expect them to organize friendly matches? For instance, if you are writing an exam, if you don't write a mock exam, don't blame and say, no, how do they say, because I didn't write mock exams. You have to prepare yourself, gear yourself for the exams. You can't say, because I didn't write mock exams, that's why I failed. It doesn't happen that way. We had ample time, the squad was there already in camp, end of November, the whole December, and now we could have organized against the peace club, select, or other clubs to play those friendly matches. I believe that he had ample time to prepare a team.
Mm-hmm. But the new executive came in saying it is going to change things. You know, the last executive, it was the same issue. The team was not preparing adequately. There were no friendly matches. You go to countries like Brazil and Spain, they're very good players, but they prepare for every tournament. So should you blame the coach that ZIFA has no money? Or that's the mandate of ZIFA to make sure that, everything is in order?
Nothing. ZIFA has failed before. Mm-hmm. And we saw Chiangwa coming in. We saw Chiangwa as a leadership and his board. Paying Calisto Pasuma, he was owed 11,000. He was given cash. Mm-hmm. We saw players being paid their allowances. At the moment, no one was complaining about money. Players were given money. They've been told that all the money they get from this tournament, they will share amongst themselves. What else can someone do? To be honest, we can point fingers, but I believe this is a squad which had prepared enough, but it was poorly selected, and the tactics were definitely zero. That's why you couldn't match them. Can you believe it? If you are told in Zimbabwe, in the state of the economy, you are told you share 750,000, you are only 28 of you. Surely I'll break legs. to play for that amount of money. We were told whenever they finished, they already turned it to the thousand. Now they're going to share 100,000 for finishing bottom. And guess what? That is insulting. They should take that 100,000 and bring it back to football development and then check the youth teams and sponsors, small tournament. Not to say those guys who are actually flops to share all that 100,000.
Thank you, Ezra. Please do stay on the line. Interesting.
Very interesting
discussion there, Gibbs.
Yeah, so we've got many people that are sending us messages on Facebook. One of them is Sunny Mushipe, who says, lack of preparations actually affected the Warriors. And Max says, try next time, guys. I think you're out. Then McLuhan Leah writes, after all this, Mr. Pasua is going to demand $7,000 as some pay. And then Munyarazi says, Zifa failed to prepare adequately. No single friendly match. And for a coach to have a good combination, it needs proper preparation, like what Zambia did. In addition, Pasua was also found wanting at many times. Ngozo should have been put in a position where he was going to play a bigger role. There was no creativity, nothing. And Chitio was played off position. So Pasua missed many chances here. Then I've got Mike, who writes, while it is a good idea to groom young players, it is also recommended to include seasoned players. So why did he leave all those seasoned players? Then I've got another message from Ngobile Ngube, who says, I think they only played Timbare, not Zimbabwe. That's his opinion there. Then I've got Gavin, Covera, Zimoto, who writes, no one is to blame here. It was not just their day. Remember, Zambia and Mali also wanted to win. At least they did not concede 4-0 like Real Madrid. This is football. It is spherical. Guess what? It is none of other people's business, but that is what happened. And then we've got another message from T, who says, there was nothing our coach was going to do because Zifa didn't give him enough time to prepare. Then we've got another message from Thomas Chitaro, who says, the only thing is that Pasua must go and must go tomorrow. Let me stop there and you take it from the blessing.
Let's go back to Alvin. Alvin, are you still on the line?
Yes, sure.
Alvin?
Hello, I'm there.
Okay, Alvin, you know, I saw the match myself. It appears, you know, tactically, the boys were just not prepared. And is Ezra not right to blame the coach?
I beg to differ with Ezra. Why? Because if you look at our team, you look at the age group, you see that our team is made up of players. Most of the players, they are under 23 players. And China is a developmental tournament, but you look at Zambia, a team like Zambia, they are playing the likes of Chris Katongo, who is well over 30 years, and who has vast experience. But you look at our team, the players, they've been playing locally, and no one has ever played abroad, and they are under 23. So it's a combination of factors. You know, it would be so unfair to blame the coach.
Gibbs.
It's where we Baba Spanda. We are going to Zambia. Yai fage abantu bajongo Chris Katongo. Kuzo we are chance. What ke ukalisto yena wabachi abantu abangazani batala. We are born. So when we born in Jan, kono ku agwezayo. Ungabe kukhambelana le ndlela ibhola okudlalwa ngayo.
Yeah, uPasua wathiya abantu, wathiya abanye ama-mature players, ukuthi amsiza khona ama-local players. Kodwa isizathu sokuwathiya sasikwazi ukuthi wayewathina. Ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi abafana abaningi abadlalela eqembuleni labo-Harare City nabayenzeni. Wathiya ke abanye. Kusemanye ungukhoch, ngiyakhangela ukubana i-Dynamos combination, who was scoring, the two guys were scoring i-Dynamos. Uthuma, the other guy olenyama. So, why can we try ama-combinations with abantu badlala ku-same clubs? Then ubazame futhi. You can't take ama-players, one from Harare City, one from Chicken Inn, and then you see they combine as a strike force. Despite training from the 1st of December to the 8th of January, training together. You have to try different combinations. But most of the time, if you look at the world over, normally, our national team, you use two strikers from that particular team because they know each other, the weaknesses, the way to go and all that. But Mr. Pasua didn't do it. And there are people talking about the friendly matches and tactics. You cannot trick someone to control a ball. You saw a guy missing, and they were missing a point blank, just to tap in the ball, but he couldn't control the ball. Even if you came and played 20 minutes, you can't teach someone to control the ball.
Mm. So, Babe Chia Luvalo, but it's not a national team.
Aya so uvalo ungazi wakwazi ngamagetha ungazi laba nama players ethi ngiphathi wakazi lokho ngamagetha lawa
yebo mba khona bonga ikatshana so insist that
ungakhoza tips and the blessing those players people might blame the players only who select the players it is the coach selects the players so we believe the coach should select the players on merit so if you select the players they fail the partner is on you because you selected them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Spand.
Let's go back. Kuna mkoma Alvin. Mkoma Alvin, tichitarisa mutambo wekupedzisira utambo wane Zimbabwe ne Uganda. Pane chinobuda here apa kana kuti kwangova kupedza hedu nguva. Vanga kwanise kukunda Uganda here nematambira aita Uganda pamitambo yamakaona.
Ya, ini ndinovimba kudaro kuti vanokwanisa kukunda Uganda because tikatarisa mutambo watakatanga pekutamba weZambia vakomana vakanga vaine vakanga vachinetsa kutya asi vakachekwa meno pamutambo iwoyo ende vakaita improve vakatamba zviri nani pamutambo wachona wakateera wemali saka ndinotarisira kuti pamutambo uri kuteera uyu weUganda vakomana vachakwanisa futi kuwedzera rimwe simba votamba zviri nani time tinokwanisa kukunda.
Kumashoko ataurwaona mukoma Ezra yekuti hongu tiri kutambisa vakomana vadiki asi munhu anotadza kana kukondorora bhora here.
Ndofunga zvokondorora bhora izvo ndinofunga kuti munhu wese anogona kuita mistake. Hadingati munhu akatadza kukondorora bhora wachoni anenge akakanganisa kahwani kana muchiga kanganisa zvinhu zvinowanikwa kana Zidane chaiye aikanganisa kana Messi chaiye anzongo
tinotenda regai tore mumwe muteereri ari parunhare mukoma Siri makadii
ndiripo hangu makadiniwo
ndiripo zita renyu rinonzani
Piri
ok mukoma Piri makadii
ndinofara hangu makadiniwo mista
aiwa tiri nani makaona sei mutambo weZimbabwe nemalui.
Baba zvinorwadza kuti isu taitarisira kuti tingava vanhu tinobudirirawo ndokutioneka kuti vakomana vedu vakatirwadzisa.
Chii chakaita kuti vakomana vasabudirire?
Nokuona kwangu vakomana ava vakabva kuno kuva nekamwe yake kuti timu dzose dziri kubva dzatiri nazvo mugurupu tange tichidzikunda yeti mitambo yachinja parizvino mutambo wachinja saka tooneka kuti klasi kotsi wedu handione sekunge munhu ari kunyatsoonawo bhora rekunana nekuengland riyari ari kuti pasi inofanirwa kuiri pasi yepasi aikona kuti munhu anorova bhora remudenga wooneka munhu achikundikana kucontrola bhora zvinova zvinhu zvakatinyadza zvisingaiti.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vapiri nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinokutendai chaizvo rambai makadaro baba nekutibudisawo nhau dzinofadza.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Ndatenda.
Of course our caller there Piri said first the team was underestimating its opponents and secondly says tactically they were just not ready and he's saying the coach, you know, the tactics were just not up to it and as a result the guys were booted out of the tournament and he says it's a humiliation.
Let's read more messages on Facebook. We've got Albert Ndlovu who writes Pasua was not supposed to apologize, but Zifa, because Zifa board members were the ones who caused confusion within the coach and the players. Remember, Pasua had been once booted out, and all of a sudden he was retrieved. So this is very sad. And then Lloyd Homani says Pasua must go and must go tomorrow. And then we've got Best Piris, who says this is a bunch of losers. Let's go to Mr. Spanda. Baba Spanda, simzwile lapha kulo baba okade efona esithi kwanzani ibhola yangkona idibu laba tibulu uyabona ukuthi iyabe ikhahlelelwa phezulu akula nanana liyana okuthiwa ayitshayelwa phansi uyabona so umdala uthi ibhola njalo vele ayidlisi ibhola njalo vele aliwini noma sokuthini ungathini
ibuyinkuba leyana esiyibonileyo lokungenalutho uyazi into eyenzakalayo-ke kithi lawo plesi abadlali bama-national side ungakhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele kabahlali lokhu yana ama-2 months ama-camp ama-1 month nama-10 days indlela isikwazi babizwa ngesonto isiyadlala umdlalo ngolwesithathu kumbe ngesabantu ezayo so abantu laba bathi akuphriphera kuhle laba ungakhuluma iqiniso isizini yezimbabwe iphile ngodisemba amapulayazi asangena ecamp ukumalungiselelo benziwe bayenzile amalungiselelo be-prepared enough besilekile that's not good enough loko khuluma ukuthi i-grant of losers is 100% correct if you look at mali the national team of mali she's 17-year-old and 18-year-old 19-year-old the squad was all under 23 side preparing for the future this tournament is for development is not meant for the senior side. Although Zambia, Zimbabwe, and other teams put the senior side, Nigeria is under 23. Here's under 23 they playing. Angola also put the under 23. Mali put the under 23. But we put the senior side, but we still say in. Simple.
Alvin,
what we should realize is that this Chan tournament is not recognized by FIFA. That's why the caps in there, you know, the national side. If you are picked, don't expect to be kept that it is a cap. It's not a cap because they know this is just a developmental tournament. It's not meant to be like the AFCON. It's meant for you to bring up the youth and to promote them. Some teams use it to prepare for the Olympics. And we wanted to win it. We were promised the players will get and share 750,000. And they failed to do so because we are not good enough. And then the players, we rushed to go to South Africa before they get mature. Looking from the last Chan tournament, only one player remained, is Ureki. The rest of the guys went to South Africa. And where are they now? They're not even playing. Because they're not good enough.
Alvin, do you agree?
Yeah, to some extent I agree.
And what is the... you can go ahead.
Okay, you can ask.
Okay, I was saying, do you agree that some of the players are actually rushing to go and play in South Africa, and at the end of the day, they are actually falling far short?
Yeah, sure, but you know the economy that we are facing in our country. So people, to make ends meet, they are tempted to go there. You surely cannot wait to mature while playing in Zimbabwe and getting a $400 salary a month, and you're offered something like $1,500 or even more, you surely opt for a better remuneration.
Mm-hmm. And you have been interacting with the players. What are they telling you? Why is it that they failed to perform?
I'm sorry, I cannot discuss such matters.
Okay, we understood. Gibbs.
Now we've got more messages. I think we've got roughly about 82 messages. Mm-hmm. We've got one message from Simba Nyahuye, who says, no pay for the players because they disappointed us. Mm-hmm. Then Madabanu, Wechikupo, says, this aren't about Pasua, but a structural problem in our football. When some cash-laden dude comes to the rescue of a dead broke Zifa, we suddenly hear Mickey Mouse noise as if the ball will help develop our local game. Mm-hmm. Let's stop there.
Yes, Alvin, please do stay on the line. And also, Ezra, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, the soccer commentary ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Stay tuned.